الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I'm your host, Imam Hassan A. Amin. This program, or this Islamic studies class, is designed to present what Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to the rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. I want to welcome also, quote, those who've been attending our class. Please continue to attend our class. And also those who are new students to the class, welcome to our class. So today's topic is going to be on eating disorder and some of the Islamic relationship to when you're talking about eating or the practices of eating. So let's go ahead and get into that today. There's one particular, what we call hadith, or saying the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing upon him, and it was related by Jabir. It said, an Jabir, that's the person, or this who said it, Jabir, an Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing upon him, he said, la yakulu bishimali, فَإِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَأْكُلُ بِالشِّمَالِ. And so what it says is that the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing upon him, he did not eat, and he said he did not eat with his left hand, or do not eat with your left hand, for the devil eats with the left hand. Also in another saying from Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing upon him, he said, mention Allah, meaning Bismillah, in the name of Allah, before starting to eat. Eat with your right hand, and eat from what is near you. Although this is, sometimes people are all over the place when it comes to eating. But the Prophet, he is saying, don't like go here, go right, go left, go up top, that kind of thing. Eat what's near to you. And say Bismillah, in the name of Allah, that you're eating this food. It's also related by one of the Prophet's companions. He said, it was from Salim, from his father, that the messenger of Allah, may peace be upon him, said, when one of you eats, then let him eat with his right hand, and let him drink with his left hand. For indeed, a shaitan eats with his left hand, and he drinks with his right hand. My mistake. Shaitan eats with his left hand and drinks with his left hand. My apologies. And so we are encouraged to the best that we can that we are not to follow the way of Shaitan, and that Shaitan eats with his left and drinks with his left, and we as Muslims, we are to eat and drink with our right hands, of course, to the best of our ability. And I had to go further when you're talking about eating, we're talking about, he said basically that asking us, instructing us as Muslims, is that we should eat a little bit. A believer eats with one intestine, meaning he's satisfied with a little food, and the disbelievers, they eat with seven intestines, meaning they eat much. So be careful about that, that particular thing, that we want to, as much as possible, do what Allah says, be close to Allah, and be a believer, and don't eat a lot of food. I'm talking about all you eat to satisfy yourself, and you eat, of course, to take care of your hunger. Okay, that's a natural thing. But not keep eating and eating and eating and eating and don't stop eating. I'm going to get into later on about anorexia and also bulimia. And so I'm going to talk about later on what they are. And so what we're talking about basically eating disorders. Because what I've been doing for the last few episodes, talking about how Islam see various things, Islam perspective on various things. And that is we're talking about suicide, we're talking about depression, we're talking about grief, a lot of different things that we have discussed so far, and Islamic relationship to the two, and how Islam view various things. So it's the same thing here for eating. We have various views pertaining to eating. And maybe this is something that people never realized that they were doing. So I want to bring it to your attention, these things about eating too much or maybe not even eating a lot. But first, I want to lay the foundation is that we as Muslims, we do not eat with our left hand and not drink with our left hand. And because that's what Shaitan does, the devil. Shaitan eats with his left and drinks with his left. And we are encouraged not to do that. We are encouraged to eat with our right and drink with our right hand. And so I don't want to get into a lot of details. What if you only have a left hand, that kind of thing, or your right hand is bad, is not right, that kind of thing. I'm not getting into that. I was talking about what a prophet and peace be upon him said about how we should eat, or the methodology in which we should eat, and we follow to the best of our ability. It is also mentioned that one said that I heard the prophet, the messenger, and peace be upon him, I'm saying, never does a Muslim plant or cultivate, but he has reward for him for what the beasts eat, or the birds eat, or anything eats out of that. So we plant something, and a bird eat from it, a beast eat from it. It's blessing related to that. We're talking about some of the other blessings a person get, not just in eating with their right hand, but also if you plant food, or you plant something, and insects and birds and other beasts, they eat from it, you get the blessings for that particular thing. But the one thing is that we should stay away from, of course, it mentions and that we should not eat donkey, for example. And also, we are forbidden from anything with fans. And so those are some of the things that we can eat. And also that prey or birds of prey, whatever, that eating from it. So we don't eat that. I won't get into a lot of details about that kind of thing. That's a whole nother episode. But I'll just give you some basic information when you're talking about eating in relationship to Islam, particularly this disorder. And so let's get into that now. Some eating disorders, and maybe you don't realize that you're doing it, or your friends are doing it, or family members are doing this kind of thing. And so I want to bring these things to your attention so you'll be able to recognize these particular things. Most common eating disorders are anorexia, which is A-N-O-R-E-X-I-A, bulimia, B-U-L-I-M-I-A, and of course, binge eating disorder. And that's B-I-N-G-E, eating disorder. Most eating disorders involve focusing too much on weight, body shape, and food. This can lead to dangerous eating behaviors. These behaviors can seriously affect the ability to get the nutrition your body needs. Eating disorder can harm the heart, digestive system, bones, teeth, and mouth. They can lead to other diseases. They also linked with depression, anxiety, also self-harm, and suicidal thoughts and behaviors. So let's look at some of the symptoms that I just mentioned and I just spelled out for you. One is symptom. Depending on the type of eating disorder, you could have anorexia, which I spelled out for you earlier, bulimia, binge eating, are the common, are the most common eating disorder. People with eating disorders can have all different body types and shapes. So let's talk about anorexia, and which I mentioned to you before, which again is A-N-O-R-E-X-I-A, also called anorexia nervosa. It can be life-threatening or eating disorder. It includes an unhealthy low body weight, intense fear of gaining weight, and a view of weight and shape that is not realistic. Anorexia often involves using extreme efforts to control weight and shape, which often seriously interfere with health and daily life. So let me read on pertaining to anorexia. Anorexia may involve severely limiting calories or cutting out certain kinds of foods or food groups. It may involve other methods of loss of weight loss, such as exercising too much, using laxatives or diet aids, or vomiting after eating, meaning throwing up what's inside you after you ate. Efforts to reduce weight can cause severe health problems, even for those who continue eating throughout the day or whose weight isn't extremely low. So let's go to bulimia. Bulimia, as I spelled out earlier, B-U-L-I-M-I-A, and you can look these words up later on for yourself and learn more about anorexia and bulimia and binge eating, those things. You can look those up later on if you like. Also, this is called, like anorexia, it is called bulimia nervosa. It is a serious, sometimes life-threatening eating disorder. Bulimia includes episodes of binging, commonly followed by episodes of purging, meaning you take a lot of food in, and then you purge, and then you throw up, or you throw out a lot of food out of you. That is the purging that I'm talking about. Sometimes bulimia also involves seriously limiting food for periods of time. This often leads to strong urges to binge eat and then purge. That is all part of bulimia. You eat, and you just get rid of it, whatever way you can, you get rid of it. And then we talk about binging involves eating food, sometimes at extreme large amounts. In a short period of time, during binging, people feel like they have no control over their eating and that they cannot stop. After eating, due to guilt, shame, or an intense fear of weight gain, purging is done to get rid of calories. Purging can include vomiting, exercising too much, not eating for a period of time, or using other methods such as taking laxatives. Some people change medicine doses, such as changing insulin amounts to try to lose weight. And so also with bulimia, it also involves being preoccupied with weight and body shape and severe and harsh self-judgment or personal appearance. And so I just wanted to mention some things pertaining to when you're talking about bulimia. So let's go to the third one, which is binging, or which is binge eating. And that is binge eating is, and I spelled that earlier for you, B-I-N-G-E. Binge eating is a disorder involves eating food in a short amount of time. When binging, it feels like there's no control over eating, but binge eating is not followed by purging. During a binge, people may eat food faster and eat more food than planned. Even when not hungry, eating may continue long past feeling uncomfortably full. After a binge, people often feel a great deal of guilt, disgust, or shame. They may fear gaining weight. They may try to severely limit food, eating food for periods of time. So let me move on. They may try to severely limit eating for a period of time. This leads to increased urges to binge, setting up an unhealthy cycle. Embarrassment can lead to eating alone to hide binging. A new round of binging commonly occurs at least once a week. I want to just read just one other thing to you. I mentioned one other thing to you. That is avoidance of restricted food intake disorder. This is another type of disorder. And avoidance or restricted food disorder or intake disorder includes extremely limited eating or not eating certain foods. The pattern of eating often doesn't meet minimum daily nutrition needs. This may lead to problems with growth, development, or functioning in daily life. But people with this disorder do not have fears about gaining weight or body shape or body size. Instead, they may not be interested in eating or may avoid food with a certain color, texture, smell, or taste. Or they may worry about what can happen when eating. For example, they may have a fear of choking or vomiting, or they may worry about having stomach problems. Avoidance/restricted food intake disorder can be diagnosed at all ages or in all ages, but it is more common in younger children. So please, parents, pay attention to this, because your child can be one of those people that are with avoidance or restricted food disorder. This disorder can result in major weight loss or failure to gain weight in childhood. A lack of proper nutrition can lead to major health problems. Now, let me talk about some red flags pertaining to eating disorder. I had named several of them. I believe I named about four of them. And you may not be aware of these particular disorders. You may be affected by these disorders or doing them and don't even realize that you're doing these disorders. Or someone in your family are doing this particular disorders. As I mentioned earlier, that Islam limits, of course, eating with our left hand and drinking with our left hand, and also eating a lot of food, eating from one intestine instead of seven intestines. And this is what we try to do, limit what we eat and what we intake into our bodies as a Muslim. And don't be all over the place when it comes to eating food. Just eat the food that's near to you. And that we as Muslims, we say Bismillah, we say in the name of Allah, that we eat this food. And I read some hadith of saying the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is that it's like people have these things with them. They are kind of these unseen things with them. They eat and eat and eat and eat and eat. And they're satisfied that you're eating and eating and eating, and you don't say Bismillah. But once you say in the name of Allah, they throw up the food. They can't even digest the food. You want the best food going into your body with the best results, and you want Allah's name to be said over the food, God's name to be said over the food, and not that as a sacrifice. People use, sometimes use animals as a sacrifice. For example, you may not want to eat that food. You may want to avoid that food. So you told, just to make sure, you say Bismillah. in the name of Allah. And also encourage for us as Muslims that we say, Bismillah, when we get the food, we start eating the food, and then afterwards we say, Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. And when we finish the food, we say in the name of Allah, we eat this food, and then we thank Allah for the food that we ate, and that Allah has blessed us with the food that we ate. It's like I mentioned to you before, and like the bird, they go out in the morning, and they get these empty bellies, but they come back in the evening, and Allah provided food for them, and even bring back enough food to feed them on their baby birds. And this is a blessing from Allah. So we also realize the blessing from Allah, and that we say in the name of Allah that we eat this food. Then we eat and enjoy the food within limits. And then afterwards we say, Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah that He's given this food to us. And you see a lot of people in other faiths, they do the same. They may sit around the table before they eat their meal. Then they may say, or hold hands or whatever, and they may praise God for the food that they eat. Because God could not give them that food. They could be hungry. So they're thanking Allah, thanking God for the food that they eat. Sometimes you might even go to a restaurant, and you might find it a little bit strange. And so some people may sit at the table in a restaurant, in the middle of the restaurant, and they may pray before they eat that food, thanking God for that plate of food, cake or whatever it is that is before them. And they thank God for it. And I don't know what they say after it. I know it's us as Muslims, we say Bismillah before we eat the food. And then we say Alhamdulillah when we finish the food. And we thank Allah for the food that we received. So let me move on. When we're talking about some red flags, a suggested red flags, we're talking about eating disorders. They say one of the red flags that may happen, and you please pay attention to this, because it may be happening and you may not realize that this person is doing this thing or what they're doing. And it may have an eating disorder if they continue to do this over and over and over, and becomes a cycle, the binge eating, the anorexia, all the avoidance, all the things that I mentioned to you, or bulimia, these things that I mentioned, you may not realize, you know what? So-and-so, this is what he, this is what she's doing. And it, as I mentioned before to you, and that they can have some devastating, a heart problem, digestive problem, and all the other diseases that this can cause, that because they're not eating or getting the right nutrition. And so one of the things we're talking about one of the red flags of the eating disorder is that you have a person that of skipping meals or a snack, or making excuses for not eating. And of course, before I go through more of these, see a doctor. Go up to a medical professional and get the help that you need in order to stop doing these things. When you're talking about anorexia, you're talking about bulimia, you're talking about binge eating, and also avoidance or restricting food. And so you probably more than likely need some medical help that maybe family can't help you with. They may recognize it, but you may need the help. As a family member or a friend, can you please go with me to such and so, to the doctor so and so, because I think I have a very serious problem. So let's move on, my beautiful students, and that is one of the other red flags is having a very limited diet that hasn't been prescribed by a trained medical professional. And as I mentioned before, go to a medical professional, and they may have you on a particular diet, a restricted diet, okay? They're a medical professional, and they should know your body and know the best thing, way for you to either lose weight or whatever you are trying to do within a healthy way. Also, when you're talking about red flags, we're talking about they have too much focus on food or healthy eating. Especially it means not participating in usual events such as sport banquets, eating a birthday cake, or dining out, and a lot of other things too, relating to the person may avoid food. Also, a red flag is making our own meals rather than eating with the family. Withdrawing from usual social activities. Frequent or ongoing worry or complaints about being unhealthy or overweight or talking of losing weight. Another red flag, frequent also checking in the mirror for what are thoughts to be flaws, or what are thought to be flaws. You look in the mirror and you look at yourself and you say, man, I don't like this. I'm too much weight here. I have too much weight here. And then, of course, you want to, what? You don't binge eat. You don't eat. You throw up whatever you eat, or you take laxatives, whatever you eat, because you don't like the way you look at. And so that you use that as a reason or excuse to eat more. So be careful that, because it could be a red flag, and we want to stay away from these red flags. Also, you have repeatedly eating large amounts of food, using dietary supplements, laxatives, or herbal products for weight loss. I just want to mention a few more things and I will stop. Also, exercising much more than the average person. This includes not taking rest days or days off for injury or illness, or refusing to attend social events or other life events because of wanting to exercise. You become addicted to exercising. I'm not saying don't exercise. I'm not saying that at all. But you let your exercising take your place of everything. You don't even let your body have a rest. Are you sick? Or you have this illness in your body, like the pains in your body, you don't let them heal up. You just gotta exercise for fear of gaining weight. So be careful of these things, because it could be, of course, that you may be a red flag and you may be addicted to food or have an eating disorder. You might have calluses on your knuckles from reaching fingers into the mouth or causing vomiting. So you may have these kind of calluses going in and out of your mouth to create so you can vomit the food that you took in. Let me move on. Also, you could have a problem with loss of teeth and tooth enamel that may be a sign of repeated vomiting. So these are some of the red flags that you may be experiencing as a person that binge eating or had anorexia, or a person who's trying to avoid or restrict food. And let me just say a couple more because I have to stop soon. And that is leaving during meals or right after meals to use the toilet. Just going out there, whatever you take in, you want to immediately get rid of. You may talk about depression, disgust, shame, or guilt about eating habits, or even you may eat in secret. And so be very careful if any of these is you. Be careful about that and look at what Islam says about the various things, about saying Bismillah and Alhamdulillah and just eating just a little bit and not a lot, eating and not eating a lot and just ignoring being satisfied with what you have already taken in. You have been listening to or in attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.